This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
All right, we're back again. Again, still at the Ohio Antoian Comic Show. I'm not sure how to leave. It's
There's
a maze,
only one entrance,
which is strange because when we were here setting up last night, I could come and go through any door, and now it's like, where do I go? How do I get out? I'm sitting here with Mr. Revenge City Cosplay himself.
I'm back.
Wes Whitlock.
I'm Batman.
Can I just call you Wesley?
I'm Johnny Potter.
And we have the Johnny Potter impersonator.
It's like
Johnny Potter.
It's like in a movie when they recast the
right?
character, and everybody just has to look over him like, oh yeah, that's totally Johnny.
So you know, honestly, like if he had the beard, like he could be our new Aunt Viv.
'90s reference.
Yeah, I was gonna go with the new Hulk guy, but whatever.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Instead of Edward Norton.
I'm a huge nerd.
Gigantic nerd. Anyway, so what's going on, man?
Nothing much.
You
just
were in
out.
Cosplay mere moments ago.
I was, but just like a superhero, I can change quickly.
And now you're...
And in the van.
You're back to...
It's a very
roomy. Did you go out to the minivan?
Yeah. It was very roomy.
What kind
Actually,
of minivan did
it was
he
great.
Get? I know he showed me. It's like a Chrysler, right? He's like a Buy American kind of guy.
I don't know if anyone knows this about me, but I know nothing about cars.
Okay.
So it was a black van down by the river.
Did someone entice you into the van with candy?
No.
Would you go into a van for candy?
Don't
Probably not. They're going to have to give me a lot more than candy.
This is what they call grooming. Don't answer that.
Hey, why are you ruining our fun?
I'm Johnny Potter.
That's about right.
That's his gimmick.
Yeah, he's since Johnny's at the hoarder panel, he's sitting down with us to what did you say to Crackwise?
Crackwise.
So yeah.
To engage in the shenanigans.
It's been a year.
It has
been. This is the only time I ever see you.
I know.
And what's been going on, man?
Nothing much. Still kicking ass at the new house.
Yeah.
Working in the same place.
Yeah. Are you still fabricating like cosplay weapons and stuff?
Mostly just for me.
Oh, okay.
I have basically got tired of trying to find boxes to ship things, so I kind of quietly just closed up shop.
Oh.
Like, I'll do things for like people locally with no problem.
But you're not going to ship it across country
I
anymore.
Just, half the stuff I make is in a weird shape, and I either have to buy a box that's too big or make make the item collapsible, and that's
right.
not always easy to
no.
do.
Start filling out forms at the post office for a battle axe too many times, and they start asking questions.
Yeah.
Hard questions.
It's just, I don't know. I wasn't getting that much business to begin with.
Yeah.
It wasn't like people were blowing my phone up and being like, yo, bro, make me one of that cool thing, yeah. And I'm like, whatever. Like, I guess I wouldn't necessarily say no to another commission, but I'm not like...
You're not seeking it out
No, and I just like stopped using Instagram, so
yeah.
that was like half of my
I really liked your
advertising.
That was really cool.
I wish I could say I made all of that, but I didn't.
No?
A company called Wasteland Creations 3D printed the axe head and put the electronics in it, and then I finished it.
Okay.
So like... I made the hand. It's a PVC pipe with foam.
So literally, they were Peter Dinklage and you were Groot.
Yeah, basically. I even added a speaker in the bottom of it so I could play music.
Nice.
I actually have the same guy making the discs on Thor's armor also light up.
Oh, nice.
And making me a Mjolnir that I'll finish
okay.
that'll also light up.
Oh,
so
cool.
I will be able to 100% bro Thor it up at Dragon Con. That's when it's debuting.
Is that your next big con, Dragon Con?
Yes. Thankfully, this is my last con until Dragon Con. So I have like the rest of July and all of August to finish my next big build.
Very cool. And so...
Fun fact, Wes is the only person that can lift his Mjolnir. He is the only one.
No one else is worthy?
I just smack people with Stormbreaker when they try. No.
Bad. So what are you bringing to Dragon Con?
I have 11 costumes I'm bringing.
Okay,
now
how long,
when I say
hold on, wait,
that,
how long is Dragon Con?
4 24-hour. Well, technically it's the first day, Thursday, is only, I think, from like 8 p.m. till Monday. It's a 24-hour day convention.
Okay.
But it's Thursday night till Monday morning,
okay,
or Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
But I'm bringing 11, but I'm not necessarily guaranteeing to wear all 11.
Okay.
I just have I have a couple big costumes, and sometimes shit happens.
Right.
Hopefully I'm allowed to say shit, because I'm going to say it at least one more time.
What? This is a Christian podcast. Wait, no, hold on.
You are.
Fuck that. So anyway.
But
11 seems light.
Well, 11 with the guarantee to wear 7.
How many is Joe bringing?
I don't know.
40?
Like, I think 15 legit.
Somewhere between 20 and 80?
I think 15 legit.
15 seems light.
No. Last year, I think she only brought 16.
She's doing 3 in a one-day show.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, that's how she rolls.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's insane.
It's normally I do one a day at a smaller
show,
like
yeah,
not 24-hour convention. The good thing with like Dragon Con is I can go take a cat nap and then like come back with a different costume, or I can
go up
and like take a shower because I'm going to be sweating like crazy, and like maybe take like an hour break.
So you spend a lot of time dressing up as Arrow. Are you still doing that?
Did.
I was going to ask how the Arrow ending is going to affect that.
Well, honestly, the only time I really put on the Arrowverse Green Arrow is for DCW 50.
Yeah.
Like, I don't wear it at conventions right now because I'm kind of getting away from the archery-based costumes.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not even really going to the range anymore.
Wow.
Like, I went the other day and I shot, like, absolute horseshit, and I was like, I'm either going to have to make a target in my backyard or I'm going to have to, like, stop doing this because I'm not good anymore. It made me really sad.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Last time I went, besides the time I just told you about, was in January.
Oh,
so
wow.
So, like, 6 months I didn't pick up the bow.
So what have you been up to that's keeping you away from the range and...
I'm throwing axes.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, we go to, like, 20...
Are you aiming for the head when you throw the axe?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
But we go to, like, 20 to 22 cons a year, so, like, half the time I'm making something or helping her make something, and, like I'm behind on, like... Arrow, when they go to Vegas, I'll actually have like time to like devote. So I'll catch up on Arrow.
Oh, I gave up on Arrow
two years ago. I really liked season 7, but I only made it to episode 10, and then other stuff happened. Like, I don't have the time to play video games and watch TV, so I've been playing more video games. I haven't watched any of Stranger Things.
What are you playing?
Detroit Almost Human.
Ooh, nice.
It's an amazing game.
It was free on,
this
month, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm playing it.
I got to make sure I download that before it's done.
Well, first off, when you download it for free, you get the art book, the soundtrack, and Heavy Rain for free.
Oh, wow.
Yes, all of that. And I was like, well, I don't really want to play Heavy Rain, but I guess I will now.
Yeah.
But I really like Detroit Almost Human because when you go through a level, it basically shows you the tree of all the options you could do without showing you the said options.
Yeah.
So when you get done a level, you're like, okay, I clearly need to go back and play this so I can try to get the rest of that tree filled in.
Yeah,
That made me really happy because it was like, there's all of this replayability. Like, I'm already on my second playthrough.
Oh, nice.
Like, the first playthrough, Connor, who is like your like android detective, I made him very human. Like, I made a lot of emotional decisions with him. And then with the chick Kara, I made her very motherly.
Okay.
And then with Marcus, I was kind of on the fence with the whole revolution thing.
Okay.
Like, I didn't want to kill people, but there was times where I did. And so this time I'm going to play Connor very robotic.
Okay.
I'm going to play Kara very distant, and I'm going to play Marcus like super like MLK. Like no lives will be spent, and see what happens this time.
That's cool.
I'm playing NCAA Football 13 on the PlayStation 3.
That's crazy, Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny Potter.
I thought Johnny had a Wii, so finding out that you have a PlayStation 3 is...
A Wii is so small!
It's out of storage now. I got bored.
You have to upgrade to the Wii U. It's a bigger Wii.
But it doesn't have NCAA Football 13 on it, so...
I wouldn't know. I don't have a Wii. This is a Wii free zone.
I'm just saying, it came out in 2012, so nobody really has.
You know, Joe Colton had a Wii, and until we moved in together, and I said, please put that thing away, here's my Xbox 360, and we'll use the PlayStation 4 downstairs. I hate the Wii. I don't care how good it was when it first came out. It's a garbage system. The Switch, on the other hand, total 360. I mean, 180. 360, we'd be right back to garbage.
Yeah. Are you going to get the Switch Lite?
I'm not going to get either.
Wii bowling was fun.
So I have this new job that's starting, as I'm going to be traveling. So I think I might actually get a Switch Lite.
The Switches are really sweet. Like, yeah. I don't want to buy one. So if somebody were to give me one.
All right,
wink.
I just bought Detroit.
You didn't buy it. You just downloaded it for free.
I downloaded it for free.
I was about to say.
I'm going to create a legally binding contract where I, Johnny Potter, will give Wes this game.
I like it. I will sign said
Johnny
contract.
Potter of the infamous podcast will provide this to the wrist lock, Wes Whitlock.
Wrist lock.
Was that your wrestling name?
No.
What was your wrestling name? I know you've told me before, and I always forget.
Johnny, he's a big fan of the wrist lock, but my wrestling name was Wes Mercer, the legendary super cruiserweight.
Yeah.
I'm retired now for the better.
Hall of Famer, Wes Mercer.
Yes, Hall of Legends, Wes Mercer.
Cool.
Insanity.
Are you
Or would you say infamous?
Oh, wow. That was just wow. You can go now.
I'll show myself out.
I, Johnny Podorf, co-host of the podcast, do not stand for that.
Have you been watching wrestling at all? Or?
Offer rescinded.
Damn it. I watch the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
I haven't really caught up with any of the AEW stuff. I'm kind of a fair weather fan at this point.
Yeah. Who's your guy right now? Like when you're watching pay-per-views?
Honestly, Ricochet right now.
Yeah?
He's putting on like the best matches. They're actually like not burying him, so that's sweet. I love Balor. I love basically I've always been the athletic guy. Like I don't cruiserweights are great, but I don't really care about the super heavyweights.
Yeah.
Like I like this Lars Sullivan guy.
Yeah.
Man, I hope they never bring him in because
nope.
He's awful.
He's not good.
He's the worst.
I'm main roster on Balor, NXT Gargano.
Yeah, Gargano's great, but he always has been.
I love Gargano. And then AEW, I mean, there's so many to choose from right now. Like, we were talking about Darby Allin earlier yesterday. Like,
I'm not going to have a career in about 5 years.
I
want to
see if he can actually grow because I like his in-ring ideas.
I don't like his presentation, but I've only seen one match, so I can't judge him completely. But his little like tights that look like they're like hot pants with like leggings underneath. I'm like, I don't get it, dude. What is Darby Allin?
Yeah, and I like Kip Sabian.
Is that like Chris Sabian from?
Chris Sabian. He did the. He was in the match against Hangman.
I didn't see it.
Oh yeah, you didn't watch. Never mind. So yeah, I like him. He's good, but.
You know who I've actually shared a ring with from AEW? Well, that would be MJF?
MJF.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He is the heel of heels.
That guy gets it.
And he understands what is happening, how to do it, and so Cody got like the chair shot we talked about last night, right? Like MJF, because he's friends with Cody, came out and was like to check on Cody and then turned it into an angle with Sean Spears. While staying heel,
I'm sure he's. I'm never gonna see him again because again, I don't work, and he's like going to bigger and better things. But like, if I ever could, I would just be very happy that like he's succeeding so well.
Yeah.
Because like, I only met him once, but in meeting him once, we had like a magnificent 7 ladder match.
Nice.
He was like the only guy aside from me, tooting my own horn, that wanted to do character stuff.
Yeah.
He didn't just want to do bumps on ladders and all this other nonsense.
Cool. Very cool.
He's awesome.
So, all right. Anything else?
You had asked me about my lineup.
Oh, yeah.
But then we kind of got sidetracked.
Yeah, we totally.
My next big build is Gladiator Aquaman from the movie. After making this costume, I will have literally every single costume from the movie. Like, Like, not literally from the movie, but I've made them all.
Nice.
I haven't done the trench costume where he's got the white pants and the brown Henley, but I have it.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, I didn't set out to do that, but Joe's doing the mayor dress because she's insane. They're beading that. They're beading that individual beads. Ridiculous. Her and her mother.
Yeah.
But so I just said F it. I was like, I don't love that costume.
Yeah.
I think I might like it more once I'm done making it.
Sure.
But like I was like, screw it. The hardest part's gonna be the helmet, and I found like a Rupee's gladiator helmet that I can modify. Oh. And I was like, awesome. The rest of it was simple.
Very cool.
Awesome, that's my everything else I'm bringing to Dragon Con I've already debuted.
Cool.
Four Aquaman. Actually, no, that's wrong. I'm going to also have the 12th Doctor. I'm going to finally cosplay Doctor Who.
Cool.
So excited about that because I'm a crotchety old man at heart.
I liked Capaldi as the Doctor.
I, Johnny Puddorf, approve.
That's good. I'm doing the season 10 costume too with the black crushed velvet shirt with blue liner. Not shirt, jacket.
Yeah.
My name is Wes and I'm not very smart.
So I like the thing we were talking about last night. You were talking about the Vern Vengers, or
I'm so happy I don't have the Seth Rollins laugh.
So do you have like friends that dress up as those other things, or do you know other cosplayers that do that?
I'm gonna
like throw that together.
The only guy that I have on the list would be, I have a buddy who does a really really amazing Ace Ventura.
Okay.
And so we joked that he would be our Tony.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's it. We just have Ernest P. Thorell, and I don't know what Ace would be called for Tony Stark, but that's not set in stone.
Iron Ace?
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
Tony Ventura?
But, yeah.
Sounds like a porn star or a drug dealer.
Totally does.
Tony Ventura.
That's a wrestler name.
It's the B-list version of
Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
That screams mid-card heel.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I would say we would check out Revenge City Cosplay on Instagram to see all your stuff, but you shut it down.
I mean, it's still there. I don't check it anymore.
But you're not putting new stuff, so is it?
Hey, that's because Instagram didn't care. I would post something, and it would take a full 24 hours to get, like, 70 likes.
Yeah.
And if you break that down into likes per minute, it's abysmal.
Yeah.
I have, like, 3,000 followers, and I don't get 10% of my followers to react to my posts. So either I'm doing something wrong or Instagram is not putting my stuff out there.
So I'm going to go with the latter because I do see your stuff, and I like it. So
I get, like, I'd say there's probably, like, 60 people that actually see my stuff out of 3,000.
That's
a crap average.
It's that stupid. It's their algorithm. They stop showing things in real time. It's like, go back to that. That's when Instagram was awesome.
Before Facebook bought it.
Yep.
When Facebook bought Instagram, they ruined it. And, I mean, I could literally spend 45 minutes bashing Instagram.
I can talk to you about all this.
I still have my Facebook page. I still have my like page.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be updating the like page way more often. Like, basically what I was doing with Instagram, I'm going to do with that.
Yeah.
Because I actually can see how much attention it's getting.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I had the Instagram business account, I think it actually made my reach worse.
Huh.
So I was like, well, I'm clearly not going to use this.
Yeah.
Like on Facebook, it tells me how many people sees each post
in real
time. So I'm like, all right,
let's try this.
If I get 100 and some views, then at least I know people are seeing it.
Right.
And I have way less of likes on.
So that's facebook.com/RevengeCityCosplay?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, I'm pretty sure the Facebook name has no spaces in it.
Okay.
It's just straight through.
Cool.
Johnny Podorf approved.
Well, I should be getting like 1,000 likes now. Is Johnny
if Faux Johnny approves.
Faux Johnny. So you're Vietnamese now?
Apparently. Or I'm a villain. I'm not sure.
Yes. You are Mirror Universe Johnny.
Well, no, Johnny's the Mirror Universe Johnny because he has the goatee.
No, that's how it works. So. If you have facial hair in the regular universe, Mirror Universe, you don't.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So you are the Mirror Universe mustache-less twirling villain.
I like this.
Evil.
Yeah, you're the baby smooth villain.
I can dig that.
Well, cool. We'll let you get back to it. Is there any toys you're looking for?
The only one I was looking for, they don't have. And I honestly don't know who has it because everybody seems to think it's an exclusive, but not for where I – it's the not Ragnarok. It is the Endgame Thor with Mjolnir and Stormbreaker.
Yeah.
But it's not Bro Thor. It's like armored up Bro
Thor.
Right.
Yeah, and I've seen that online.
It was supposed to be an exclusive of all places. I don't know why. FYE. But when I went on their website, they don't have it on the website.
Hmm.
And I found it for anywhere from $30 to $47 online, and I'm trying to buy it in person because
right.
I'm impatient. But so far, nobody has it, and I've been to two different conventions, and I'm just probably going to have to suck it up.
Maybe
a
Dragon Con.
Maybe. I mean, hopefully I'll be able to actually spend adequate amount of time in their dealer's room or dealer's building.
Yeah.
That's not in the Sheridan, right?
Okay.
They have Legionnaires' disease. They're still working it out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, supposedly it'll be fixed by August 11th.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get down to Dragon Con one of these years.
It's great. And, I mean, like, I don't like standing in line, so I just pay the full at-door price. It's like $140. But I wait in line for, like, 5 minutes, and I have my badge, and I'm out of there, and I'm going back doing whatever I was doing.
Nice.
Where most cons, when you have pre-register, it's supposed to work like, oh, well, you pre-registered, so you can get your badge and get out of here. And, like, Katsucon and a lot of other anime cons are like, oh, you pre-registered? Prepare to wait in line half the day, which is absurd.
Hmm.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Worlds are about to collide.
Uh-oh.
Not at all.
Mirror Universe and current universe.
He's the Mirror Universe Johnny Podorf, so.
In the good verse. Johnny Potter has the... No, you're the good one.
I said you were the evil one because you had the goatee, and he said because you have the goatee in the real world, the mirror universe is clean-shaven.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Baby smooth.
There's a story behind that that I'll have to tell something about.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're just finishing up with Wes. Anything for him? You got anything to ask him?
Yeah.
Anything you want to know?
Anything to add, doppelganger?
Okay, what's up? Hey, everybody.
He's a prettier one.
I know. So.
See, that's why he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, absolutely not, he was like, I know, duh.
Yeah, he's been saying he's the more handsome version of you, the more debonair version. So.
And see, the non-mirror universe is humble. It's not a crime, Johnny. It's not a crime.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
So,
but. All right, well, on that note, thanks, Wes. We'll see you next year.
No problem. I'll see you next year.
Have a good one. All right. So we're back at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. It's winding down. We have an hour to go. And we have Mary Mercenary and Josephine G. Colton.
That is not her name. Josephine G. Joey Jojo.
Joey Jojo? Oh, I like it.
There's somebody calls her Jojo.
Okay.
So we should not.
So, all right. So we've got Mary and Joey on the podcast.
Just Joe.
So, here you got to get closer because it's a
just
good mic.
Just Joe.
Josephine was my grandmother's name.
Are you doing?
Take that back.
Well, she got real close and she was like, just Joe. Like she's doing some ASMR thing. So. Johnny Joe's doing ASMR stuff on our podcast.
She was doing the voice
where you just kind of whisper and
like
yeah. No, like
jump on the mic and be like, "Hey,
I'm Johnny.
Or,
I'm
Johnny." Johnny puts his arm and puts his hand on the shoulder and he's like, "Hey."
No, I like the ones it's two dogs I follow on Instagram. And
yeah.
Those videos, it's the dogs chewing and crunching things.
Okay.
The little French bulldogs.
All right.
It's Chonky Boy and Good Girl.
Okay.
Very cool. All
right. So I've seen you, Mary, since last year because we run into each other because of town. You, on the other hand, madam.
Yes.
I haven't seen for a whole year.
I know.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you. I try.
Do you?
Yeah, really hard. I try really hard because all I want to do is eat French fries. So.
Okay.
And that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
So, no.
Do you get cheat days?
Yeah. And then I eat a lot of French fries.
All right.
So. All right. How's the show going for you guys?
Good.
What are you? Are you doing the floss? Are you flossing?
I have no idea what's happening.
Like you were for compliments.
I don't know. Johnny was gyrating. What's on Joe Mine podcast.
Okay.
Was gyrating. I don't know. Put that right there.
Here, have this business card.
Yeah, Johnny took my business card and crossed my name out and wrote his name.
Oh, now they're not the right. They're not symmetrical. Uh-oh.
They're also not. They're also not the same size.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, very nice. We'll have to get a picture of that. So.
Are we going to keep going through the announcements?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sure.
So we haven't stopped before. So.
Okay.
Anyway,
so Joe has two asymmetrically sized buttons now.
But yeah. They're aligned.
They're Infamous Podcast. They're anatomically correct,
right,
with the sizes. Yeah, yeah. According to Wes. So
yeah.
Anyway. All right.
Is that going on my butt? Okay.
See, you should have waited. See, you should have done it in your parents' gear, but oh well.
I had to get
too
it.
Bad. Yeah, I thought you were wearing like three different costumes today.
No, they just used those as the advertisement.
Oh.
We trick people.
Yeah.
We just trick people so they.
So anyway, are you guys having fun today?
Yes.
Good time. Has everyone been nice to you except
yes.
for these jabronis?
Right.
So.
I have bought a wicket, and I have bought a Legion's, whatever that girl
Mythic
named.
Legion.
Mythic
Legion. Oh, cool. Which one?
No.
It's a pop.
No,
it's
pop.
A giant pop.
The pop.
Nice.
Cool. Very cool. What are you doing?
On a sticker.
Oh.
I heard. It doesn't have to plug the show again.
No, because it's...
What's on Joe Mine is next
close cut vinyl, yeah. As I like to call it, the What Joe Talking About podcast, because I can never get it right.
Dumbass.
Yeah, well, I learned it from watching you.
Right.
Anyway, so, yeah, Mike's been sitting in on, like, all of our interviews today. It's hilarious.
That's all right.
Yeah. Okay. So, but he's posing as Johnny.
I'm Johnny Podorf.
See?
He has his own business card.
Sorry?
He has his own business card.
Yeah, Johnny has his own card now. So, homemade. Oh, hold on. Turn around.
Where do you want it?
My butt. Oh my god.
You gotta smack it. Last time, you know, two years ago when you did that, you smacked it.
But now you
I
have
respect
to.
And it was weird because when you did that, she went, oh!
Now you have to put one on my butt too.
Uh oh.
It took him like 10 minutes to get it off.
Yeah.
Like, you have a minute. Like, it's continuing.
He doesn't have fingernails in there, like, you know, it's a die cut sticker.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you can take one
yeah.
for whatever. Anyway, so they can take swag afterwards.
That's
they don't have to do it right now.
That's
yeah, here. We'll get you stickers later. Yeah. I have big ones, too, if you want a bigger one. So, stop it.
Okay, now
now gonna, you get up. Okay. He's going to stick it on your butt.
Gingerly on my butt.
I'm totally sticking this on your computer before you leave.
What? Just put it on your butt.
Smack it?
Yeah, smack it.
Smack it. Okay, you ready?
Dude, cosplay is not consent. I know.
He got consent.
It was more like he just
palmed it. Yeah.
There's no cuppage.
There was no cupping. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that.
Oh, yeah.
I do that.
That's not okay.
He literally pushed it against my backside with his palm.
Okay.
It was a.
Oh,
yeah.
So
like when Mary. Smacks me. Yeah. As this happens often.
Yeah.
She'll like take like. It'll
she'll
be
cup,
a,
and lift.
Cup and
yeah.
lift.
Yeah.
Like,
No, she does
a cup and lift.
That's what Mary does to Joe. Cup and lift.
My wall looks good, so show me.
I don't know where your butt is.
I don't have a butt. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a cup and lift, right? Whereas I like wind up and just smack as hard as I can.
I had a red mark on me from her smacking me last year. It was awesome. I should have had you sign it.
Did you have like fingers?
Yeah.
Nice!
Which is weird because I don't bruise like easily, so it was very funny.
My hands are made of magic.
But yeah, so last year she sat here next to me and was like rubbing the back of my head the whole time. And then she started rubbing my ear and it was like, what?
Before
we start
right now.
It's so nice.
I didn't
see? Know you. Did you know Joe molested me? That's what I told everybody. Joe molested me. Anyway.
No.
So in the last year, what have you been up to?
I'm doing What's on Joe Mind. I've been doing commissions. I now review
commissions for
costumes.
Cool.
Did you just plug the show?
I did.
Good,
yeah, she
again.
Plugged What's Joe Talking About.
I'm not sure.
I now review Loot Crate.
Really?
Do Loot Crate reviews.
For Loot Crate?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Is that on YouTube?
I do live streams, but my first one I did on YouTube.
Okay.
So I'll have to, like, record them as well.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yep. And then what else do I do? We replaced the entire HVAC system in our house.
Awesome.
That's
that
an
sounds
adult
like
thing.
The most. Yeah, I had my house recited in March, so Yeah.
And like adulting is like,
dude, adulting is the worst thing ever.
I don't know. Do you guys swear on your show or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going
on?
Oh,
well, we don't say fuck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, now they're going to have to bleep you.
Oh, I'm
or
sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you.
Oh, you do
so,
swear?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a dog.
You don't usually drop the F-bomb, though.
Every once in a while.
That'll be our only
when I get fired up, I do. There was a rant a couple weeks ago where I was like,
what was it?
I don't remember.
He was
angry. Something stupid.
You've had a couple recently where I'm not caught up. And I,
yeah.
You started talking about Stranger Things. No.
Yeah.
So.
We're only in episode...
I haven't seen any.
She hasn't seen any.
So on the 4th of July, I had to drop Angel and Haley off at the airport at like 6 a.m. or 5 a.m.
Oh my God.
For a flight because they went out to California and then I was by myself for a week, which was amazing.
Bash it out by yourself.
And so I came home and I was like, and I was off. So it's like, should I go back to bed? And I was like, no, Stranger Things is out. So I was like, okay, I'll watch the first episode. Then the next thing I know, it's noon, and I've watched the first four, and I had to go see Spider-Man because I had got tickets to go see Spider-Man Far From Home in the afternoon. So I went and saw Spider-Man Far From Home, came home, ordered some Indian food, and then watched the last four episodes of Stranger Things. It was like the greatest day ever.
That sounds pretty good.
So
I'm super hungry.
I only would pause it to let take the dog outside to play with her for a bit, or like let her go outside and use the restroom and stuff.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you haven't met her yet. You'll like her.
I love all dogs.
She's a golden doodle.
Yes.
She's super sweet and cuddly, and she loves everybody, which is like why I have a dog now, because Artie would terrify me and I would run in fear.
He's a horrible monster.
I love him.
But, he's a good boy, but he's a scary boy. I understand.
Well, I don't like, I'm afraid of dogs.
He got bit by.
Yeah, I got attacked when I was a little kid.
It's
so
a German Shepherd, isn't it? Yeah.
And so like sometimes she'll bark and I'll jump. Like it's like, and I know she's not ever going to hurt me. And like I play where I'll put like my forearm in her mouth and stuff now. And you know, like.
Have like a soft mouth? Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
She sleeps like under me and everything. Aww. So yeah.
Less afraid of horses.
Yeah.
I used to be. I'm not anymore.
So, but we named her Toph. And then she ended up being a digger.
Toph. It's Toph, not
Toph. Toph, like Toph from Avatar: The Last Airbender.
I thought you named her after Toph.
No.
Wait, did you say Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Yeah. The cartoon with the earthbenders.
Yeah.
And so we named her that, and then it's like she started digging. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, we totally, like, brought that on ourselves by naming her after the part of people who used the earth to fight. So, anyway. So, Mary, what's new with you?
We replaced, since you guys adults, we replaced our septic tank. We had to replace the central pipe that comes out of our house. They have not fixed our yard yet.
I'm like shocked that they haven't done it.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had, the problem was fixed. It was finished in January. And they told us they couldn't work in the yard because it was frozen.
Okay.
So they said, oh, we'll come back in the spring.
Sure.
Yeah. Then we finally got a hold of them, and they said, oh, we'll be back in June or July. They still don't call us back.
It's July 20th. They have 11 days.
So we have a trench in the yard. We have a hole in the yard. It's all full of rocks and gravel. We can't mow it.
Right.
Because you can't mow
gravel
and rocks. Artie fell in one of the holes.
Oh no!
It was winter and he fell in. He went into about chest deep of icy water and I had to go in.
I saw that post.
Yeah. It was awful.
But he's okay now.
He was fine. Yeah. It was just cold and miserable. And wet, so. But yeah, that's been our adulting.
Fun. Okay. So adulting corner is over.
Yeah.
So what was the last con you guys went to?
Joe Fest. No, I went to Shore Leave.
Is that cruise?
No. We went to the cruise in the beginning of the year. Shore Leave is the Star Trek sci-fi convention in Timonia, Maryland. Maryland.
So
Shore Leave.
I'm just going to gently like put my hand on the back of her head and motion it towards the microphone.
Why are
That's
we,
just wrong. So
every time we're on this show, like something weird happens.
You have to get close to the mic.
You bring it on yourself.
He's like now
being
like...
weird and mean. You're not mean. You're very nice. So,
you went to
Shore Leave. Yeah.
Yes. I met Anson Mount and Ethan Peck, who is Gregory Peck's grandson.
Isn't he on...
Yes.
They're both on Discovery.
Yes. One is Captain Pike and the other is Spock.
No. Yeah. I haven't watched any of that show.
Second season is amazing.
So here's my problem with the show. Well, it's all... No, I'm just kidding. I was going to say it's all women, but we know that's not true.
No.
It's the fact that it's before...
Kirk.
And it's like, I'm tired of that. Like, I don't want to see that. I want it to be after the next gen. Like, I want it to be like 500 years in the future. So, yeah, but like, I want to be like 500 years in the future. Like, the Federation's still going strong and like, you know, there's a new threat from beyond. Like,
right.
You know. Like, I'm so tired of all these shows like kind of living in the nostalgia status quo fest.
I have to disagree because I want to see post Dominion War, which I think Picard will cover. So.
Well, but
yes.
But Picard's after, right?
Yeah.
Like it's after, so
you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So,
so
my buddy gave me a $30 like CBS All Access like gift card,
yeah.
And I've never used it. So I'm just gonna wait until Picard comes out and is done, and I'm gonna use it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to sign up to Picard.
Yeah.
We didn't do it for.
He has a dog on the show.
Yeah, I saw that.
So excited.
Like a boxer or something.
Or it's a like, pit bull,
yeah.
But he's a big dog person. He's a big rescuer.
And I think one of those dogs is from the kennel that he helps out in California.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Good.
So you had fun at Shore Leave?
Yep.
And then your last one was JoeCon or Joe Fest?
No, the last one that we did was Con of Thrones.
Oh, yes. That's right. Oh, you have to show me the picture of Aaron as Robert Baratheon, by the way.
Okay.
But you don't have to do it right now. We can do it later.
I can still look at it.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can show me after you look it up.
Okay.
But your Daenerys stuff is awesome.
Thank you.
So
I really like that costume. I talked her into doing a Drogo.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was cool, too.
She doesn't watch the show.
Did you ever listen to our Game of Thrones?
No.
Because I heard you didn't want to listen to it because you didn't want to disagree with us.
Yeah, so I'm kind of over it as far as, like, because people have very strong opinions about it, right? And I get it. But I'm just over-arguing about it, and I just don't want to talk
about it
anymore.
Like, one, I think you're prejudging us.
I'm totally prejudging you, but that,
two,
you know, it's fine.
We were very fair-handed with her because we both liked the character very much. So, oh, that's awesome.
He looks great.
Yeah.
He had little boars on his feet.
Oh, cool. Aww.
Yeah, we made him little boars.
He should cosplay more.
He did not get bit by the bug. He said no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was not. He did well. It was really, really hot, and he was wearing that smoking jacket.
Yeah.
It was, for the people that can't see, we did a bunny hutch party. I was Brienne Bunny, and he was Robert Baratheon. So
that's cool.
He had a smoking jacket and a wig, and it was very hot.
Yeah.
So he did.
All right.
But and it's also it really is at this point. It's a fatigue. It's how like when you have like a sore tooth, or you have, and you just keep worrying at it, worrying at it, and it just. I need to let the wound heal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need to distance myself from it a little bit, so.
But she got me to do Drogo.
But I got her to do Drogo. This was before the series ended.
Yeah.
I did not know about him.
She didn't know a lot about the character.
Did you tell her about him after the fact,
well,
or did
I asked
you go watch her?
So she wanted to take a picture where she was, this was a funny picture, where she was like taking me from behind and said, no.
Yeah.
You should have done that.
No.
That would have been very funny.
I was like, no.
I'll just smack you. And she goes, no, we can't do that. And I was like, oh, okay. And then like I was like,
why can't I smack you?
I smack you? I smack you all the time. And she had to like, now they're pushing my head into the microphone like it's something else, but it's okay. Anyways, so.
You keep backing further up.
You know what it is here.
Scoot the chair in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There you go. Perfect.
Right. Yeah, so then I was told, now being petted.
Good joke. Good girl. Who's a good Joe?
It's going to be so weird when you're like, why is she breathing like that? so then she explained some things, and I was like, oh my God. I'm so sorry. And she's, no, you don't know. And I was like, wow.
It's fine.
And then
it's
I learned, like,
complicated
relationship. I was like, wow, she had to be taught things?
But then they fell in love, and he became her son in stars.
So
and
the post-season 8 meme game has really healed my soul.
The memes have been amazing.
The memes coming out have been
all season long, the memes.
Beautiful.
My favorite one was, it was like Jamie riding in, and he's like, "Oh, cool, I'm coming back to Winterfell to help." And then he gets off the horse, and the next one is just Bran staring at him, and then goes to Jaime. He's like, "Oh, fuck."
I think Bran waited for him all night too.
Yeah,
it was dark.
Because he's creepy as all get out.
Creepy. But yeah, the meme game, and I was even sending them to a friend of mine who didn't watch the show. Yeah. But she's like, "Send me these memes because they're amazing. I don't get the context, but they're amazing."
Yeah. Are you doing the Area 51 memes as well?
I did an Aria 51 meme that I found and I stole.
That's funny.
This is my way. But
what does the Area 51 mean?
So apparently there's a bunch of crazy people who are going to storm Area 51 sometime in the fall.
Uh-huh. What?
To free our alien overlords?
To free them.
Apparently.
There's like 2 million people on Facebook who have said they're going or...
It's an event,
Maggie.
Yeah.
Maggie's interested. No one. It's a spoof.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are people who are going to show up there because of people.
They don't get shot.
You know, it's not like a military
base. No, but here,
right?
I know, but if they get shot, that's okay because that's like less stupid people on the planet.
They're gonna Naruto run around the bullets.
Okay. Yeah. Godspeed to you all, stupid people.
Like, we need a snappening to happen so bad on this planet right now. And Thanos didn't go far enough. Like, half is not good enough. Two-thirds,
that's
minimum.
That was his...
2/3 minimum, gone.
I don't want to get flipped.
No, because like, they shouldn't be brought back either because, like, I don't know. That was my biggest problem with Endgame, right? Or not Endgame. Yeah, Endgame. Is they brought all these people back, and it's a world that's recalibrated to half the amount of people. And now they're going to ruin the ecosystem at, like, a staggering rate.
They're going to ruin... families and marriages.
Yeah.
And what about all these poor people who are on airplanes?
Yeah, they're just falling from the sky, right? So
I think they come back in the airplane.
I don't know. I liked Infinity War much more than Endgame. I actually like Spider-Man Far From Home more than Endgame.
Not seen it.
I thought Spider-Man was more fun, and it was a very good palate cleanser.
Yep.
It was very refreshing. I enjoyed it a lot. I haven't seen it the second time.
So.
Aaron really likes Night Monkey.
Yeah.
He likes monkey stuff.
Yeah.
Night Monkey was fun.
I have not seen the movie.
Okay, that's not
so,
a spoiler.
Yeah, we're not spoiling it. So Haley's grandparents took her to see it like one of these days while we were at work. So Angel hasn't seen it. So we keep joking about the nefarious Night Monkey.
Yeah.
And she has no idea what we're talking about, and it's very fun.
It's a very mind. So. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll stop talking about it now.
So. Night Monkey.
I want to see a night monkey now.
I saw some.
Wes,
great...
can we see a night monkey?
I saw some great night monkey cosplay at Youngstown.
Oh, cool. See, that's I feel like that's a pretty easy one to do because it's just like a black leotard and a tech vest.
No, there's armor. So,
yeah, like
there's
the tech vest thing.
And
so.
Like the head. He made the headpiece.
Yeah, the headpiece is cool.
It would close. Yeah. It would open and close. And
are you looking up night monkey? Don't look up night monkey.
Don't
it'll.
Look up night monkey.
I want to see what it looks like.
No, you're going to ruin it.
Did you see the stealth wing stuff?
Monkey.
No, it's not an actual... Well,
boy, did you lie to me!
In the movie, it's not an actual monkey.
Here. There's a picture of the nefarious night monkey.
Oh.
You can't see anything in that picture.
Well, I mean, it's a stealth
it's a
suit.
Stealth
like,
suit.
Yeah, so... But anyway, it's a gag. It's very funny.
It's an actual monkey.
Yeah. So he has monkey powers. He uses his tail. Anyway.
So he has a tail?
No!
I want a tail.
Jay Moore has a really funny bit about that. Like,
money and tail?
So it was when they were making Suicide Kings. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
So Christopher Walken was in it, right? And so Jay had his dogs on set, and they had docked tails. And Christopher Walken was like, why don't they have tails? And then later in the day, Christopher Walken brought it up again. And like Jay's like, he'd been thinking about that, right? So I was like, hey Chris, would you rather be able to fly or have a tail? And he's like, without a beat, he said, have a tail. Like, you know, people, I could see that tail wagging me. Oh, here comes Chris. He's a coming. Like, you know, it was like really funny.
Do you want to wear my Beerus tail? I have a rocket tail. So apparently I think I'm becoming a furry.
Yeah.
I have a Beerus, which has an ears and tail.
Yes.
I have a million bunny costumes with ears. I have a rocket raccoon.
And tails.
Yeah, you're a furry.
I think I'm a furry.
There's a lady I work with. Was telling me the other day. No, but her 11-year-old was like, "Mom, you can't call her. She doesn't identify as a person. She's a furry." And it's like, And so she's like, what? She goes, yeah, she identifies as whatever animal, I don't remember now. And it's like, yeah, that's not what a furry is. That's something different. Like, no, a furry is. And I was like, and she's like, well, then what's a furry? I was like, just wait till you get home and Google it. Don't do it on any work device.
Put your safe search on.
Yeah. Do that incognito. Yeah. Anyway, but so yeah. So cons are fun for you guys. Lots of cosplaying.
Yes.
Dragon Con is almost upon us. I assume the two of you are.
Mary is very excited.
At getting close to maximum stress level.
I only have.
So, just real quick, I don't mean to interrupt, but when it comes to her, this is my favorite time of Instagram season.
Why?
Just
is she
because
freaking
out? Her freakouts and like just the long just text notes, and it's like I just want to be like Mary, like I so want to reply to this, and I'm just gonna say it to you now, and just know this is coming from a place of great love.
Uh-huh.
Quit typing on Instagram and freaking sew.
No. Stop what?
Typing on Instagram and go sew something.
I am never not on Instagram.
So it's just so funny because it's like I don't have time. Well, if you didn't have 900 stories.
I'm on Instagram right now.
So
it's my stress relief.
I'm teasing you. It's just very funny. I enjoy I just enjoy reading it all. So
I only have one full costume I have to make. I have stuff that I have to work.
Take a pen.
But I only have one full costume to make from start to finish.
Oh, cool. So
cool.
How many costumes are you bringing?
10.
And you're bringing like 48, right?
47.
I'm at 12.
Okay.
I started at 13. Okay. No, I started at 15 this year and cut 3 out.
Oh. What did you cut out?
Some of them are going to be for later, though.
Yes. Yeah. Elena from Zorro.
Okay.
Yes, we are doing a, oh my God.
Are we allowed to talk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sailor Scout.
Okay.
But it was like, Disney princesses as Sailor Moons or Scalar Moons.
Oh, cool.
Whatever.
Scalar Moons. It's Lizard Scouts. We're going to be Lizard Princess.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. And then, there was something else that got knocked out. I think it was like Star Trek Empress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from Discovery.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow, you cut something Star Trek out. This is breaking news.
Yeah. I just got a inappropriate hand gesture from Mike Irizarry of What's on Joe Mine. Oh, it didn't get
wow.
On the show.
So every time someone says What's on Joe Mine on this podcast, I'm bleeping it out.
That's fine. He shot me the bird. You do what you want.
I'm going to bleep it out and say, just say something about G.I. Joe sucks.
I don't know why I'm yawning. I'm sorry.
Because we're boring you.
No.
Boring.
I need caffeine.
Oh.
You need a drink. That's
yeah.
What we're doing.
Well, I need caffeine and then a
Where's
drink.
Everybody drinking after this? In the bar here?
Well, first we have to tear down
well,
this
yeah.
booth for 4 hours. And then we're probably going to go eat. So I don't know. The drinking will commence about 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And then these yes. people have to be.
What time's your flight tomorrow?
It's at.
It's early.
12.
Oh,
it's
that's
at
good.
Noon.
Cool.
But it's so, in Columbus. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how you're bringing? 10? 11?
10.
10. What are you bringing? Can you say or?
Some of them I can say.
Give us a sneak peek on some of them.
Some of them.
And give us an exclusive on one of them.
That's a lot. Okay.
So I'm bringing Daenerys.
Okay.
Antiope.
Mm-hmm.
My Star Trek dress. Rocket. Chuckles Bunny. Maybe. Hogwarts Bunny. Beerus. Freddie Mercury. One in Secret. And then I might be doing a Disney princess dress, so I have to learn how to be a princess.
You're a princess.
I know how to, pose with a gun and flex my muscles. I don't know how to be a princess. So this is going to be...
Cool.
So
what do you have?
I'm doing Khal Drogo, Wonder Woman, Hogwarts Bunny, Batwoman, Snow White, training the training suit of, Diana from Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Darth Talon.
Yeah.
The Mira ball gown from Aquaman.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this.
My mom has been beading.
Like hundreds of beads.
Yeah. And then another ball gown, which is a surprise, and that other one is a surprise. And Scarlet for G.I. Joe.
Cool.
I don't want to do the shoot. You told me I had to.
So are we allowed to talk about that thing with your group that you're a part of? Like, are we allowed to talk about that on air?
Let's talk about that later.
Like, we don't have to talk about it at all if you don't want to, but...
No, I would like to, but I would like to talk about it at a later date.
Okay, cool. No worries.
Yeah.
That's why I asked and didn't just say, how about...
There's some pre-conversation that needs to happen. Oh,
yeah.
Probably shouldn't happen on the air. It'd bore everybody.
So, yeah, cool. Word.
We'll chat it out beforehand.
You can come down into the studio and we can talk about it.
Yeah.
So
I'll just be on the phone.
Oh no, we're not gonna call you.
Can you do phones?
Yeah,
you could call her.
Yeah.
Have her.
She has to call me. It's a 900 number.
Hey.
So only $18,000 a minute.
So we have some stuff to talk about.
Or Skype.
We're just Skype.
Yeah.
Not right now. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Dun dun dun. Yeah. Anyway, all right, that's cool. So all right.
It's 4:30.
It is 4:30. It's almost done. And you're still in your Cool Baroness costume.
I'm still in
and
my costume.
This one is a quitter.
I did.
And got out.
It was really hurt.
Yeah, her costume, the back of the breastplate.
Oh.
Mine has rivets, hers has screws, and they dig into your shoulder.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why would you wear that?
I'm a masochist.
I really just heard I'm a mess.
Like, I'm a
I know
mess.
That's not what you said, but I heard I'm a mess.
So I'm a masochist.
Preview for next year. I won't say why, but we might be doing furry bikinis.
Out
of context, furry bikinis.
For the Ohio Joint Con?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You're not allowed to ask any.
I'm not. Questions. I'm done. No.
Also, does it really need
so
questions?
I'm going to keep going what I'm doing, and I'll have abs next year,
okay,
and I'll do some furry thing with you guys.
Okay. All right.
Not a furry thing. Just bikinis that are furry. Not furries. No, no.
Yeah, I said furry bikini thing.
Except I'll wear my rocket tail.
Yeah. I want to be like a, I want to have
a
tail.
Monkey?
Yeah.
A monkey tail? What's Wes's favorite animal with the tail?
Oh, no.
I'm not going
there.
I'll answer that.
Later. You can tell me later. Anyway. Well, cool. All right. Is there anything else? I mean, you guys are tired. I'm good. I've been busy. Life has been very busy.
Life has been busy.
Yeah.
I actually just got a new job, which I start early next month.
Yay.
We're going on vacation before that, so that'll
Where
be nice.
You going?
Myrtle Beach. So,
what,
with all the rest of the hirings?
I had heard.
What?
Remember you said that to me
yesterday,
and I was like, you're going to what?
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so. Yeah, we were going to go to Washington, D.C., and it's just going to be too hot. And so then I went and I found like a bunch of hotels and Airbnbs like all along the Eastern Seaboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the girls and I was like, where do you want to go? And Haley's like, does that place in Myrtle Beach still do the churro French toast? So I looked it up and it's like, yeah. And says, that's where I want to go. I'm like, all right, fine.
I'm super hungry. I would totally do that.
Oh, yeah. I just got a text about that from my buddy who's at Comic-Con right now. The Picard trailer.
It's out.
I haven't seen that. I saw the Top Gun
trailer. It just got released.
It's the trailer trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys see the Top Gun trailer?
Yeah. Yes. We are doing those costumes next year.
Which one of you is going to be Goose Jr.?
No, we're going
old school.
Oh, okay. Because Miles Teller is totally Goose Jr., right?
Oh, yeah. It's...
No, I thought it was a girl. The girl.
No, no, no. Miles was the guy playing the piano with the mustache who looked just like Goose.
Like, just like,
he's got to be Goose Jr. And he's got to die.
Well, then who's Phoenix? The chick, the pilot?
It's just some random girl. So.
Maybe it's his daughter.
She's
Maverick's daughter.
So, although... I don't know if when you were watching, if you got like a funny, like if you had a funny little like Star Trek flashback when he was like, you should be an admiral, but you're a captain. It's like, well, yeah, because captains get to fly.
Yeah.
Admirals have to work in an office.
Right.
Like,
no
you
one
know,
needs that shit.
He learned from Captain Kirk.
That trailer was essentially just fan service.
You know what? To be honest, if the movie sucks, I'm okay with it because that trailer is so good.
If the movie sucks, I'm just going to watch
the trailer over and over.
Yeah.
I will say I'm really, really happy that they didn't play Danger Zone in the first teaser.
No, but they did play the theme, and I did get goosebumps.
Yeah, well, especially at the end when it was like ba 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 ba
ba. No, when I heard the
at the beginning,
the bell tone,
Yeah. Oh, at the very beginning. Yeah.
It was a little off, but it was,
Well, because they slowed everything down by like 2.5 beats.
I think Cave Danger Zone didn't really play a prominent role, but they have to have that theme. It has to be. If they don't, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
He flew the plane. He was flying the plane for real. Not the whole time, but like he flies the plane for real in the movie. My buddy Daryl has a really interesting theory that when Tom Cruise decides it's time to like hang it up, he's just gonna be like, I'm gonna die in this movie, and like literally just like die.
Then the aliens will come.
Then Xenu will come for him and. I tell you what, I watched that I Love You Now Die documentary. Have you heard about this?
No.
So it was this case in Massachusetts against this girl named Michelle Carter or something like that.
She talked her boyfriend
and she was texting him into killing himself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they gave her they charged her with involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
And so spoilers, but I mean this is a case, it's public knowledge, so anyway, so the judge ruled her guilty. And then they didn't appeal, and then...
They did not appeal?
They did. They appealed. Oh. And so then, you know, again, she was found guilty, and then when the judge was doing the sentencing, he explained why she was found guilty and why she was being sentenced the way she was. And what happened was, this kid had, like, mental issues, and he had tried to kill himself 4 times.
Okay.
Right? So her telling him to get in the truck and die, like, was one thing. And, you know, but he got in there on his own accord and was texting her and everything. But then he, at one point, gets out of the truck. And she's like, no, get back in the truck. And so then he gets back in the truck and then kills himself. And that's why she ended up getting charged.
Does she understand that now?
Well, I don't know because she's a mess, too. She made up relationships with people that she didn't really have,
people.
They were real people who were like, I just kind of went to school with her. I wasn't friends with her or anything. We were on the same softball team, but like she sat there like during the whole trial, just like no emotion on her face at all.
Happy thing to talk about, right?
I don't know. There's the true crime stuff. It's really like, I don't know, I don't do a lot of it or watch a lot of it, but when I do, it's like really weird.
I watched The Slender Man.
Oh, I didn't watch that one.
That one's good.
Yeah.
It's creepy. And then Mommy, Dead and Dearest.
Okay.
Which they made the TV show based off of that.
Oh.
And it's kind of campy and hokey because they dramatize stuff. Uh-huh. But the documentary is good.
Yeah. We did the one about the Theranos with the Elizabeth Montgomery or whatever her name is, she was the Silicon Valley like wunderkind. She dropped out of Stanford after her sophomore year, and she had this like allegedly amazing tech that would like be able to draw blood and use like a fraction of the amount of blood to do like hundreds of tests. It was all made up.
Oh.
And like she had received like hundreds and millions of dollars in like funding and stuff like that. It was all lies. And she was using, they were like her and the CEO who was her, became her boyfriend, were like using the money and stuff. So she's like, they're both going to do like plenty of time in some minimum security federal penitentiary. Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, other than that, you know, stuff with the kid, that's fun. Working out, trying to eat healthy. Yesterday, last night did not help when I had 4 pieces of pizza.
No, it was delicious. I had 4 pieces of pizza.
Well, it's funny because I don't normally like Papa John's. And that was actually really good pizza. So.
I had like 6 pizzas.
She did.
Yeah, but you're like 18 feet tall.
I am 18 feet tall. So I'm
especially now with your heels on, you're like,
I know, I can't wait.
18,000 feet
as
tall.
As soon as we're done, I'm going to take them off.
Yeah. I told you could have changed it and then we could record, but
she's not a quitter. I'm not casual and low effort.
Yeah. You know who's casual and low effort? This girl.
So we have to come out. We have to do this.
I know you want. She wants on a shirt. The slogan. But you have to be like, it has to be natural.
It has to be given to you by some hater.
Naturally.
You have to have
a
hater.
A lot.
You have to have a hater give you a nickname and then own it.
I know.
You have a damn slogan. It's plug the damn show.
Yeah, plug the damn show.
No, that's not like.
I get, but that's not really her brand. But that's your brand. You're co-opting her brand.
It's our brand.
Yeah. It's not,
I have co-hosts. I don't have underlings.
I don't feel right doing,
it's
like...
what you said earlier.
You're a hoe since 1980.
What I said earlier.
Do what?
You shouldn't be a hoe.
Yeah.
Hoeing. Hojo?
Hoeing.
That, well, that's
hoeing since 1980.
G.I. Ho.
Is that when you were born?
Yeah.
You're so old.
Yeah. I don't like
You're
it, though.
You're going to be 40. Congratulations.
I should do... You're closer to 40 than you were 30 since 1980.
Do what?
That should not... No, that should not
Wait,
be
what? I didn't hear you.
Oh, God.
You're going to have to edit this part out.
Okay.
When I was...
I don't edit, by the way.
Oh, never mind then.
She
just heads up, you can tell me afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll tell you after. She can't tell it all now.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody we get a lot of hate.
Oh.
And we're not.
No, we're not going there.
So I don't understand why you guys get hate. Like, none of what either of you do is like overly like, in your word, hoey. You know. When we were going through your book over there, I was teasing you. You're like, oh, you forgot your shirt.
Yeah.
You know, you forgot a bra. But that was just in good fun. But, like, you know, there's other cosplayers out there who, like, show infinite more skin than you two do.
Everybody has the right to be as hoey
exactly.
or non-hoey as they desire.
Yeah.
But you know what everybody doesn't have the right to do is
be
to, like,
bitch about it to other
jump
people.
Into your comment feed and,
yeah.
like, If piss and moan about it.
Yeah.
They can, but they can offer to pay that bill.
Yeah. Sure.
What bill are you paying?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my new thing. You can judge. What bill are you deciding to pay of mine?
Student loan. Cha-ching.
Yeah, if somebody doesn't like something that I do, if they would like to provide me with an alternative, if you would like to buy me a costume that you would like me to
yeah.
wear,
I'll do that.
Send it right to me. I'll wear it. Yeah.
So I'm going to send you both Handmaid's Tale costumes to wear.
Shame.
No. Like sexy Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
No. Did you see, like, one of the costume companies did that this Halloween
really?
For like a minute, and then they
reamed.
Took them down. Yeah.
For what?
Like, they did the
sexy Handmaid.
Okay.
Yeah, from Handmaid. Do you know what Handmaid's
you know
Tale
yeah.
is, right? Yeah. So
because
it was
a nun?
It was
so inappropriate.
Yeah, people
oh, okay.
based on what
I
it is.
I didn't see it, that's why.
It was like the bonnet and like the cape, but then like
dress thing.
Like yeah. And there was a lot not a lot left to the imagination.
Oh,
so
that's
awful.
Which
is
so
yeah.
Again.
Just inappropriate.
What the book
yeah.
and is supposed to be
It was like funny for a minute
yeah.
and then
no. it went away real quick.
But
yeah.
I don't know. Everybody needs to just calm down. So.
I'm excited about Batwoman.
Okay. I love Ruby Rose. I think she's an awesome actress.
I know. What
was
that? Marvel.
Because there
is
are...
Is it the line?
They're throwing Batman under the bus. Like, and my problem is not with Batwoman. My problem is with DC Comics not fucking understanding Batman. Right? Here's the thing. In all three Chris Nolan movies, all Batman wanted to do was quit being Batman.
Yeah.
Do you know what Batman never wants to quit being?
Batman.
And then in this show, and like they're like, yeah, Batman left us. No, Batman would never do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh. And it's the it's not like Spider-Man where it's like Sony, like not even Marvel was doing it and they were fucking up the
yeah.
character. It's the goddamn company who owns the IP since it started.
Yeah.
And they don't understand the character. Because guess what? Kate Kane is an awesome character.
Yes.
She is one of the best characters in the current run of Batman. And Detective Comics with her like
yeah.
as one of the top two has been one of my favorite books to read for the past 2 years. That being said, fuck this show.
No.
Because like I'm not I can't
love her.
I just
like,
can't,
I have a girl crush on Ruby Rose.
Like I loved her in John Wick 2.
Yes.
I loved her in Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
There was something else I saw her in that I can't remember what it was that I really liked. Like she had a small role.
Mm-hmm.
Like one, she's super sexy.
Yeah.
She's like super charismatic.
Yes.
And so I think she would probably make a bit great Kate Kane. On the other hand, I've given up on all of the DC CW shows. Actually, I've given up on the CW altogether. I stopped watching The 100, which was one of my top three current favorite
oh, wow,
shows.
Okay.
So, it just got so hokey. Like, The Flash became really stupid.
I lost interest in The Flash in the first season.
I dumped Arrow years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I gave up on Legends this year.
You know what show I did like? I loved Constantine. And they
yeah.
fucking canceled it.
Well, but that was on NBC years
yeah.
ago. So it was just the one season, which is like $4.99 on iTunes right now mm-hmm. for that one season. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm just, I, like, the show could be made without throwing Batman under the bus.
Yeah.
So, like, that right there has me not interested. So, but I hope it does well, you know, because it employs people and its actors and, yeah, you know, all of that. So, but for me, no thanks. So.
I'm out.
Yeah, there you go, Batman.
Sean Reeves. So, he makes really good Batman costumes out of California.
Yeah.
Reeves Effects.
Cool.
Yeah.
So now he's got to pay us an advertising fee.
Right.
So way to go, Joe. Way to go.
Sorry.
So, all right.
Sorry.
Well, what's next after Dragon Con?
A break.
Yeah.
Oh my rest. God,
talk a little more.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Mental break.
Yeah.
And then sleep and then rest.
We still have 15 minutes.
We have a con or something.
Yeah.
We have a wedding.
Yeah. Wes said you guys are going to like 200,000 cons this year. So
that poor boy, I have to say, like, he went to 4 cons before dating me a year. There's 4. Now he goes to like 20 to 22 shows a year.
I was making a heart gesture.
Yeah, clean all that up.
Okay.
Good job.
We're gonna be here for a while anyway, so it's fine. No. Thank you, babe.
So Wes is wanting to know if he should break down her booth.
Yeah, and I said no.
Yeah.
Just be sexy.
Let him earn his keep.
No, it's all right. So. I feel bad for him. He like literally was like, this is 5 to 6 times more shows than he went to in his whole life.
He also, when we walked over here to do the show, he was like, okay, I won't spend any time with you. Or he said something about how you guys haven't hung out at all today. I was like, they can snuggle all night on the plane.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't ever get to see her. That's not true. I see you an awful lot now.
Yeah. I love you, Wes.
I love you, Wes.
We love you, Wes.
Yeah, Wes, we love you. Wow, he just gave her the finger. That is crazy.
Did you just give me the finger?
No, he did not. No,
he didn't.
He did not give you the finger.
That's later on.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, ew. There's
ew,
there.
Yeah. No.
I
know.
I don't need to know.
Anyway.
No.
Stay in
there's Johnny
Potter. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, cool. Anyway, after that... Well, cool. I'm glad you guys were able to join us. And
me too.
Yes,
it's fun.
You should come out to D.C.
We're planning on doing it in the fall. So, so yeah, we'll see. We'll let you know for sure. You can meet my wife and daughter.
Yeah.
So.
We all suck.
But yeah.
She's still on Instagram.
I know, right? It's like podcasting with this one.
We
you know?
Posted
the
about
same thing.
Boobs. I have
so.
To look and
you what?
See. We posted about boobs.
Oh.
So I have to look and see.
What? Did you take a picture of the... Oh, that. Yeah, that's funny. I saw that.
How many views now?
Mine has 122. Yours is probably 899. Yours is 905.
Oh, you won by Price is Right rules. Closest to it without going over.
She has 9,000 more followers than I do. So
yeah.
That's not a big deal.
Are you sad about that? Does that make you...
She works harder at Instagram than I do, so... It is what it is.
I posted a Scotty Young cover on our Instagram page the other day, and it is the most popular thing we've ever posted by like tenfold.
So I posted a few weeks ago, I posted a picture of my back. It was the back of my Daenerys wig, and it was covering up my tattoo, and it is my second most liked post ever.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't like my face, because my most liked post was a picture of my torso and no face. So I'm like, they don't like my face, but they're cool.
I don't think that's true, but...
No, they like my torso and my back, apparently.
I do like your, you know, quote-unquote tramp stamp, though.
Yeah.
That is the greatest tramp stamp of all time.
Yeah, I'm
trying
to show off that you can't, because when I the first time I wore Daenerys, I got more compliments on that.
On the tramp stamp than the costume?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the Enterprise numbers. I mean, come on.
I mean, people come running up. And, is that the Enterprise?
You should say, I don't know, is it?
What?
Poser,
my
beat it.
My boyfriend made me get this tattoo. I don't know.
My husband tattooed this on me last week. I don't. What is it? I can't see. He won't let me have
a
mirror.
Is it not a flower?
I've been rewatching Veronica Mars to watch the new season.
I've never watched
And it's like one of my top three favorite shows of all time. So, but the new season launched on Hulu yesterday. And there was a episode where there's a dude who's going to go to the Navy and he's blackmailing his girlfriend with a video. And so, like, she tries to leave him and it's gross, right? Then she goes back and, like, you know, they have a whole thing where they're going to, like, trick him. And he ends up getting this guy, he's getting a heart with this guy Seth's name in the heart. And, like, they, like, recorded a conversation between him and Seth and then, like, edited so it sounded like they were boyfriends. So, like, he was going to go to the Naval Academy and they were going to be like, uh-uh. So, yeah. But, yeah. Fun.
Cool. You took my phone away.
Yeah. Here, you can have it back.
No, I was reading about, like, Marauder Rubin.
Yeah.
Some guy
Why
came to his
door.
Why
does your phone still have a button on it?
Oh, it's an 8. I refuse to get
the 10.
I do not need facial recognition. I don't want Russia having my face.
You wear a bunch of different faces.
Right.
So yeah, you have different faces. It'll never recognize you.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
You really are the bear eyes. You're undercover, aren't you?
Like the Baroness would be Canadian.
Actually, that's exactly what the Baroness would be.
Yes.
Evil. Evil Canadians. All right. Yeah, we're gonna say thank you and goodbye.
All right, so, thank you and goodbye.
Where can they find you guys online?
I am on Instagram at Mary Mercenary, and you can also find me on Facebook at Mary Mercenary.
Awesome.
And you can find me on Instagram at Joe Colton Cosplay, on Twitter on Jake Colton Cosplay, on Facebook as Joe Colton Cosplay, or on my on the podcast. He's already like.
No, go ahead.
I'm also on What's on Joe Mine? On Peapod.
On Peapod.
Not Peapod.
Yeah, it's Peapod. Peapod. Yeah,
right?
You pee on the pod and then you get to listen to the podcast.
Peapod.
So. On Podbean.
Yeah. Peapod.
I was like, what's Peapod?
What's on joemine.podbean.com?
Yes.
All right, ladies. Well, it's a pleasure as always. Thank you for being here.
On the infamous podcast, I am the evil Johnny.
No, you're the good Johnny. He's the evil Johnny.
He's the evil
good
Johnny.
And evil are really
Mike, do you have anything you'd like to say before we sign off?
Good and evil are relative terms when discussing Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny. Fair enough.
Exactly. All right. We're all at least a little evil.
Yeah. Well, he's more than a little evil.
Thank you for letting me horse around with your
Hell yeah, buddy. Today. Good times.
I appreciate that.
All right, ladies, any last words?
Wow.
Oh, my God, that's a nightmare inducing.
What is it?
The Cats trailer.
You haven't seen that yet?
No.
No. All right.
It's okay. No,
Taylor Swift.
No, we can't. All
Here,
right.
Sign them off.
Idris Elba.
Say something nice. Say goodbye.
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 The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at Infamous Podcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.